I can't believe that I'm gonna die in a brig in space, breathing the same recycled yet tainted air as you.
Why exactly does this comedy space station need a brig?
Oh, I suppose in your ideal socialist communist world, everyone is on the honor system, and there's no need for prisons. You sicken me.
Finally! Ow!
Oh, and you brought literally everyone else in the cast to witness our shame. Fun.
This inexplicable rivalry has gone on for long enough. Today this ends.
Why do you sound like a dad? You're not a dad. You're never gonna be a dad.
I don't know. He talks to me like that all the time.
Listen, mister, you're under my roof.
Not for much longer, he isn't.
The roof!
The roof!
The roof is on fire!
Quiet, all of you. Now, you're both comedy writer performers, and you're gonna settle this like comedy writer performers.
A race for your father's approval?
A wrist-splitting contest?
Is there a way to competitively procrastinate?
I just assumed you meant passive-aggressively.
Yeah, you guys all remember we're gonna be dead soon, right? There's no time for passive-aggressive. We need aggressive-aggressive. We're going with an old-fashioned trust exercise.
That works for me. Duncan, you close your eyes and fall backwards, and I'll laugh at you.
I'm not quite as desperate for laughs as some people.
See? Passive-aggressive.
No. You guys need to learn to trust each other as writers and performers. You're going to each write a script for the other one to perform to help you understand how an ensemble works.
Al, I'm positive that's not how an ensemble works.
Definitely not.
Yeah, I'm an active participant in several ensembles, and I've never heard of this.
Quiet, all of you, or you'll be next to be punished with trust exercises. All right, are your scripts ready?
Didn't you literally tell them to write scripts 30 seconds ago?
Yes, but time is running short. And do you really want to spend 20 of the last 30 minutes of your life waiting for these two to write? Let's just assume they're done.
If you have that kind of mastery over space and time, can't you just make us be not dying in a fiery crash?
No. You're going to need to come to terms with the fact that this is the last episode. We can't all live through the last episode. Maybe that's how your Hollywood version of Sarcastic Voyage would end, but this is the real world.
On a space station, where you can control time and space.
Yes. Now, your scripts are ready? Good. Hand them to one another. Duncan, you go first.
I'm Duncan, and I'm human garbage. And then the stage direction just says, finds the nearest airlock, jumps out. I'm not doing this.
What's the difference? We're all about to die anyway. This way, at least I get to watch you die while I'm still alive.
All right, all right. Jason, you read Duncan's sketch.
Too often in this life, we find ourselves in conflict. Conflict stems from anger and misunderstanding. And almost inevitably, insecurity. We're all of us, everyone, unsure of ourselves and our place in the world. By creating conflict with another, we briefly distract ourselves from our own insecurities and cast our would-be enemy in the mold of a villain. But in truth, there are few villains in this life. There are mostly just fellow humans. Scared, insecure, alone, and desperately longing for some kind of connection. Any kind of connection.
That was beautiful.
Wow, Duncan, you took the exercise seriously. That was beautiful.
I can't believe you would bare your soul to me like that. Your soul is an overly sentimental weakling. The more I know about you, the more I hate you.
That is it!
All right, break it up, you two. I guess we'll have to go with the nuclear option. Here are some scripts of mine. You will perform them exactly as written.
Duncan, Really? You want me to say this?
I am your director, goddammit, and the theater is a sacred covenant.
He's right. Duncan, I can no longer hide my true feelings. Your words are more insightful than you know. But my aggressiveness doesn't mask insecurity. It masks love.
Oh, Jason, kiss me!
Yes!
To watch this.
No, you're right. They should probably be alone for this next part. Come on, everyone. We've got a sketch to do.
I think I'm gonna see how this plays out.
You know, he was onto something.
Who, Duncan?
No, Jason. Sentimentality is stupid and terrible. You're all a bunch of weaklings.